Okay, well, we're going to pray and get started. I don't know that it'll be very long today. Vamos a orar, empezamos. No sé si va a ser muy largo hoy, but I want to finish this thought on the renewal of man. Quiero terminar este pensamiento de renovación del hombre. So we'll pray and then we will get started. Vamos a orar y empezamos. Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for a wonderful day in your house yesterday. And thank you for a great time of fellowship. And I just pray that as we continually to learn and grow together, that you would form friendships and relations and fellowship and be centered around you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So last week, la semana pasada, we looking at the new creature, mirando la nueva criatura, and looking at what does it mean, what is the new creature, cuál es la nueva criatura. We made the first point, hicimos el nuevo punto. So if we look at it like this, si vemos así, you have a new creation, tenemos una nueva creación. So it's, so there's something new about it. Hay algo nuevo de esta. And the first thing we looked at, la primera cosa que vimos, is that there's a renovation of the person, soul, and body. Si hay una renovación de la persona, soul, y alma. And we made 3 points last week. Hicimos 3 puntos la semana pasada. His understanding is renewed. Su entendimiento es renovado. He sees Christ preached in the gospel. Él ve Cristo predicado en el Evangelio. So he now sees that which he didn't see before because of understanding. Ahora él ve lo que no vio antes por su entendimiento. Remember we spoke about Psalm 96. Hablamos de Salmo 96. I think it's Psalm 96, creo que es Psalm 96. The heavens declare the glory of God. Los cielos cuentan la gloria de Dios. I think I gave a good illustration here. Creo que di buena ilustración aquí that before, you have a guy that believes in evolution. Antes, tienes un hombre que cree en evolución. And then he repents and believes the gospel. Él se arrepiente, cree evangelio. And now he looks at the heavens, lo ve los cielos, and he says they scream the glory of God. Ellos cuentan la gloria del Señor. So, his understanding is renewed. Tiene un nuevo entendimiento. He now understands things in the light of Christ. Ahora entiende las cosas en la luz de Cristo. And segundo, his heart and affections are renewed. Su corazón y afecciones son renovados. So we divided those two up. Dividimos esas cosas. So the heart is the desire. No, el corazón es el deseo. What he desires is now different. Lo que él desea ahora es diferente. And the affections is the placement of those desires. Y la afección es a poner en práctica estos deseos. So, his heart and his affections are renewed. Su corazón y sus afecciones están renovados. We spoke of 1 Thessalonians 4:9. Hablamos de 1 Thessalonians 4:9. That you don't need anyone to write to you of brotherly affection. No necesitas que alguien te escriba de amor fraternal. Because you were taught it by God. Porque fuiste enseñado por Dios. So, his affection is now changed because of the gospel. Su afección ahora es cambiado por el evangelio. And lastly, we talked about the outward parts. And en último, hablamos de los partes externos. No? That what used to be instruments of unrighteousness are now instruments of righteousness. Lo que antes eran instrumentos de injusticia, ahora son instrumentos de injusticia, son instrumentos de justicia. So, we can even think about dressing. Podemos hablar de vestir, no? Maybe before Christ, a girl would dress sensually to use her body. Tal vez antes una mujer se viste sensualmente para usar su cuerpo. In Christ, it's used to show the work of Christ in her. Ahora en Cristo es usado para mostrar Cristo en ella. She dresses in a way to show Christ is my Lord. Viste en una forma de mostrar Cristo es mi Señor. So we see even the outward, there's outward effects of this renovation. Vemos que hay unos efectos externos de esta renovación. So, the first part we looked at, la primera parte que vemos, the soul, man's person, soul, and body are changed. The persona, alma y cuerpo son cambiados in the new creation, in nueva creación, ¿no? The second thing we see, la segunda cosa que vemos, is a man in Christ is renewed in his ways. Un hombre renovado or en Cristo is renovado en sus caminos, ¿no? And I'm just going to give five of these here. Voy a dar cinco de estos aquí. Number one, his interest. Número uno, sus intereses, ¿no? What used to be interesting is no longer interesting. Antes que me interesa, ahora no me interesa, ¿no? I'll give you an example of my life. Te doy un ejemplo de mi vida. My whole life, I only ever wanted to be a football coach. Toda mi vida solo quería ser entrenador de americano. I worked and I worked and I worked to be able to go play college football. Yo trabajé y trabajé y trabajé para que pudiera ir a jugar americano en la universidad. Because I knew if you played college football, porque sabía si juegas americano en la universidad, you get a better coaching job. Tienes mejor oportunidad de ser entrenador. And so, I didn't have big aspirations of going to the NFL. Yo no tenía los gran ideas de ir a la NFL. I just wanted to coach. Solo quería entrenar. When the Lord saved me when I was 18, el Señor me salvó cuando tenía 18 años. When I was 19, I surrendered to the ministry. Cuando tenía 19 años, yo entregué mi vida para el ministerio. I knew that God had called me to the ministry of the Word of God. Sabía que Dios me había llamado al ministerio de la Palabra de Dios. I didn't even care about football anymore. Ya ni le importé americano. Whereas before, it was my whole life. Antes era toda mi vida. And now it's like, oh, I like it, but it's just not a big part. Ahora era como, me gusta, pero no es gran parte. No, I even think about how we grow in that. Pienso como crecemos en esta. There was a time where I would record all the games and couldn't wait to get home from church to watch them. Había un tiempo donde grabé todos los partidos y no podía esperar a llegar de la iglesia para verlos. I would even not go to Sunday night church to watch the game. Yo aún no iba a la iglesia en la tarde para ver el juego, ¿no? Now, I don't even check the scores. Ahora ni lo busco los calificaciones, ¿no? And why is that? ¿Por qué es eso? Is it wrong to look at the scores? ¿Es malo a ver los calificaciones? No, it's not. No lo es. My interests have just changed. Mi interés solo cambia, ¿no? And so we can look at our lives, podemos ver nuestras vidas, and the one who's in Christ, el que está en Cristo, there's a change of his interest. Hay un cambio de su interés. What are some ways in your life that your interests have changed? ¿Cuáles son unas formas en tu vida que tus intereses han cambiado?
Conversaciones,
Mary Bell dice. How have your conversations changed? ¿Cómo han cambiado sus conversaciones? Solo no quieres escuchar nada que no tiene sustancia, que son tan no son profundos y no tienen significado. Amén. Of the offense. Yeah. Nosotros ofendemos a Dios, Maribel dice. Maribel said that we offend God, but we don't want to be a part of that offense. Maribel dice que ofendemos a Dios, pero no queremos ser parte de esta ofensa. We don't want to participate in their offensiveness. No queremos participar en su ofensa. No, amen. Our conversations, it's a big one. Nuestras conversaciones es una grande. I agree. The things that we would give a pass on before. Las cosas que antes damos una pase, ¿no? So, people would talk about things. Gente habla de cosas and we say, ah, whatever. No, decimos, ah, yeah, okay. Now they're offensive to us. Ahora son ofensivos a nosotros. Why? Porque our interests have changed. Nuestro interés ha cambiado. How else? Como alguien más. Someone else.
Yeah,
How have your interests changed? ¿Cómo ha cambiado tus intereses?
Music.
Music. Música. Mm-hmm. And Katie said music. Katie dijo música. Katie said not listening to junk, not listening to secular music. Katie dijo no escuchando basura, no escuchando música secular. No? The desire to listen to godly music, deseo a escuchar música piedoso, to take advantage of the time you have listening to music. No, a tomar ventaja que tienes de escuchar música. That you want something that's beneficial and not contrary. Quieres algo beneficial y no contrario. So, novia said we dress differently. Novia dice que vestimos diferentemente. No? People say, well, the gospel is an inward change, not an outward change. La gente dice que evangelio is algo internal, no external. That's right. Eso es correcto. But it has external implications. Pero tiene implicaciones externas. Amen. Anybody else? ¿Alguien más? So, when we talk about our desires changing, cuando hablamos de nuestros deseos cambiando, our interest changing, nuestro interés cambiando. Let me ask you this. Did anybody ever hate sitting through sermons before Christ? ¿Alguien aquí aborreció or aburrió de sentar en los sermones antes de Cristo? Todos aquí dicen yo creo, pero no recuerdo. Everybody here says I think so, but I don't remember. Anybody online? ¿Alguien en línea? You did, Kaylin, or you do?
I did.
Flor, ¿también dijiste algo?
Yo también lo hice.
Ajá. Yeah, you as well. Flor did as well. I remember sitting in my, growing up, yo recuerdo sentado cuando estaba creciendo, and my dad preaching, mi papá predicando. And I'm thinking, just be quiet. Yo pensando, solo cállate, ¿no? Let's get on with this so we can go to lunch. Podemos seguir para que podemos ir a lunch.
Okay, that's why you use that example so often.
What?
That you
want to
go to lunch.
Uh-huh. And I can remember when the Lord saved me. Yo recuerdo cuando el Señor me salvó. And it was that first Sunday, era este primer domingo. And I can remember sitting in service, yo recuerdo sentado en servicio, and my dad was preaching on Barabbas. I remember. Y mi papá estaba predicando de Barabbas. And he gave a monologue for a sermon that day, dio un monologo por sermón ese día, from the point of Barabbas, de el punto de Barabo. And how he was sitting in the jail cell listening. Él estaba sentado en la jaula, en la prisión, escuchando. Crucify him! Crucify him! Crucifícalo! Crucifícalo! And then he hears the people walking in the jail. Y escuchan gente entrando la cárcel. And he's thinking, they're going to take me. Él está pensando, van a llevarme. And they bring Jesus and release him. Y lo traen Jesús y lo sueltan a él. And I can remember thinking, man, my dad's really good at this. Yo recuerdo pensando, mi papá es muy bueno en esto, ¿no? And it was really the first sermon that I ever listened to. Era el primer sermón que yo escuché. Yo, I would always just kind of tune it out. Yo antes solo lo cerra mis ojos. But that's something that the gospel does. It's algo que el evangelio hace. Now, it changes our interest and it makes us able it gives us a desire to like different things. Nos da un deseo a gustar cosas diferentes. Things we once hated, cosas que antes aborrecimos, and now we love, y ahora amamos. But it also, también, it caused us to hate the things we once loved. Nos causa aborrecer las cosas que una vez amamos. So, just like we were talking about our interests, como estamos hablando de nuestros intereses. And so, you see, I want everybody to go with me to Psalm 37. Si, put in todos ir conmigo, Salmo 37. Psalm 37:4, it's a very well-known verse. Salmo 37:4 es un versículo muy conocido. So, delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Dice, deleite a sí mismo en Jehová, y Él te considerará las peticiones de tu corazón. A mí no me gusta la palabra considerar en español, no es buena traducción. Es dar de los deseos de tu corazón. We mix this up. We get this wrong. Lo invertimos esta y lo entendemos esta mal. We many times understand this verse. Nosotros muchas veces entendemos este versículo. If I delight myself in the Lord, si yo deleite mi mismo en el Señor, He'll give me what's the desire of my... He'll give me what my heart's desire is. Él me da lo que es el deseo de mi corazón. That's not what the verse is saying. Este no es lo que está diciendo el versículo. It's saying, if your delight's in the Lord, si tu deleite es el Señor, He will put desires in your heart. Él pondrá deseos en tu corazón. So He will give you the desires in your heart. Él te pone los deseos en tu corazón. And so, He will make you desire right things. Él te desea, te va a causar desear cosas bien. So, as the deer pants the water, so my soul longs after thee, ¿no? Como brama por el agua, también mi alma para ti, ¿no? Romanos 3, no one's good, no one seeks for the Lord. No hay nadie buena, nadie busca al Señor. Yet the Christian wakes up and opens the Word of God and seeks for the Lord. Pero el cristiano se despierta, abre su Biblia y busca al Señor. And take not your presence from me. No, quita tu presencia de mí. So, our desire is to be with the Lord. Nuestro deseo es estar con el Señor. Where does that come from? ¿De dónde viene eso? If no one seeks the Lord, why am I seeking the Lord? Si nadie busca al Señor, ¿por qué estoy buscando al Señor? It's Him in me, it's El in me, it's the new creation, it's a nueva criatura. Our interest is renewed. Nuestro interés es renovado. Anybody have any questions on our interest being renewed? ¿Alguien tiene preguntas sobre nuestros intereses sean renovados? Okay, Katie's got a question. Katie tiene una pregunta. In one of our children, it seems like they have a lot of interest in Christ. En uno de nuestros hijos parece que tienen gran interés en Cristo.
And I wrestle with that a lot. Like, what's going on there?
I'm wrestling with that. Estoy luchando con eso. ¿Qué está pasando? What's going on here? Like, is that real interest? ¿Es ese interés real or no? That's your question. Esa es tu pregunta. When we're dealing with our children, cuando estamos tratando nuestros hijos, it's very hard. It's muy difícil. Because one moment, they seem like the perfect little child. Porque un momento parece que son el niño más perfecto del mundo. And then the next moment, they seem like the Tasmanian devil. Parece, el, I don't, ¿cómo se dice Tasmanian devil? I don't know. Un character malo, ¿no? How do we know... Esta. Gracias, Flor. ¿Puedes repetirlo, Flor?
Demonio de Tasmania.
Ajá, demonio de Tasmania. So what do we do with our children? ¿Qué hacemos con nuestros hijos? I was just talking to some yesterday about this. Estaba hablando con unos ayer de esto. Our children are influenced by us. Nuestros hijos son influenciados por nosotros. So, we can teach them right answers. Podemos enseñarlos correctos respuestas. We can teach them catechism. Podemos enseñarlos catecismo. We can teach them the gospel. Podemos enseñarlos evangelio. We can teach them a way of living. Podemos enseñarlos una forma de vivir. Right? And a lot of times they're obedient to those things, and it seems like they love those things. Y muchas veces son obedientes a esas cosas, y parecen que aman esas cosas. Right? However, we have to know, sin embargo, tenemos que saber, there must be repentance and faith. Tiene que tener arrepentimiento en fe, y fe, ¿no? A repentance of who we are outside of Christ. Un arrepentimiento de quién somos afuera de Cristo. And a changing of our ways. Un cambio de nuestra forma. A changing of the heart. Un cambio de corazón. And it's very difficult to see that in children. It's muy difícil a ver esto en niños. In part because they can't express things very well sometimes. En parte porque no pueden expresar cosas muy bien. And in part because they express what we teach them to express. Ellos expresan lo que nosotros enseña a ellos expresar. So, if we think of our children like this, y pensamos en nuestros hijos así, in the early years of their life, in los años tempranos en su vida, they're learning all this information. Están aprendiendo tanta información. Their vocabulary is growing every day. Su vocabulario está creciendo todos los días. And they're learning all the facts of life. Están aprendiendo todos hechos de la vida. But they don't understand the working of those. No entienden la función de esta. I'm thinking about Ian. Pienso de Ian. We're teaching him math. Estamos enseñando matemática. And he can learn to count by tens. Él puede aprender cómo contar por diez. But if I ask him, what is 20 plus 10? Si pregunto a él, ¿cuál es 20 más 10? He doesn't automatically think, oh, that's counting by tens. Él no procesa, este es contando por diez. And because he doesn't understand the working out of these facts. Porque él no entiende el razonamiento de estos hechos. I think sometimes it's that way in Christian things. Creo que es esta forma en las cosas cristianas también. I know that Christ died for my sins. Yo sé que Cristo murió por mis pecados. I don't understand why he had to die for my sins. No entendió por qué tiene que morir por mis pecados. Now, I say that just because that's how their brains work. Digo esto porque esto es como sus cerebros funcionan. They're learning facts, but they've got to learn how to work out the facts. Están aprendiendo hechos, pero tienen que aprender cómo sirven or the razonamiento de esos hechos. When we come to spiritual things, kind of almost a spiritual, close to spirituality, we're going to see this in a minute. Vamos a ver este momento. They're only discerned spiritually. Solo son discernidos espiritualmente. And so, just because our children learn how to memorize Ephesians 2:8-9, solo porque nuestros hijos memorizan Efesios 2:8-9, doesn't mean they understand it. No quiere decir que no entienden. But it doesn't mean they don't either. Pero tampoco quiere decir que no lo hacen, ¿no? And it only comes with a working of the Spirit. Solo viene con una obra de Espíritu. So I can eventually teach my child the reasoning and logic behind 20 plus 10. Yo puedo enseñar a mis hijos el razonamiento y lógica tras de 20 más 10. I can't teach them the reason of the gospel. No puedo enseñarlos el razonamiento evangelio. That's something that only the Spirit can do. Es algo que solo el Espíritu puede hacer. So I think we have to be very, very patient with our children. Creo que tenemos que ser muy pacientes con nuestros hijos. And push them to believe. Empujarlos a creer, encourage them to cry out to God for mercy, animarlos a clamar a Dios por misericordia. But before we make a conclusion, pero antes que hacemos una conclusión, we should be very careful with them. Debemos tener muy cuidado con ellos. There's a guy that wrote a book, Hay un hombre que escribe un libro, Do Not Hinder Them, No los detengas. And in the book, he argues, you know, just be careful with your children so that you don't make them believe a false thing about themselves. Ten cuidado con tus hijos para que no haces que ellos creen algo falso de sí mismo. So we would all say, nosotros todos decimos, it's wrong to say to someone, raise your hand and say these words, and if you do that, you're in Christ. Nosotros diríamos que es malo decir, levante tu mano, dices esas palabras, y si lo hiciste, eres en Cristo. Right? That's not the gospel or the response to the gospel. Ese no es evangelio ni respuesta evangelio. We got to be the same with our children. Debemos que ser lo mismo con nuestros hijos. I'm not looking for them to make an affirmation so that I can affirm them. Yo no estoy esperando que ellos hacen una afirmación para que yo pueda afirmar ellos. I'm going to observe their life and see that there is a gospel change in their life. Voy a observar sus vidas y ver que hay una cambio de evangelio en su vida. So if we take an adult, si tomamos un adulto, and I say, do you know you're a sinner? To this adult, yo pregunto a este adulto, ¿sabes que eres un pecador? Yes, I am wicked in every part of my being. Ellos dicen, sí, yo soy malvado en todo parte de mi ser. And then I say, do you know what your sin deserves? Tú sabes que merece tu pecado. My sin deserves the eternal punishment of hell. Mi pecado merece el castigo eterno del infierno. Yes. Do you know what Jesus did? Tú sabes que Jesús hizo. Jesus died for my sins. Jesús murió por mis pecados. What does that mean for you? ¿Qué quiere decir para ti? All who believe on him have eternal life. Todos los que creen en él tienen vida eterna. Do you believe that? ¿Tú crees esto? Yes, I believe that. Sí, creo esto. And then we observe their life for a couple of months. Y observamos su vida por unos meses. And there's not evidence of that. Y no hay evidencia en esta, in the totality of their life, in the totality of su vida. We would say, we have some question of their salvation. Nosotros diríamos, tenemos un poco de preguntas sobre su salvación. And so, I don't think we should treat our kids any different. No creo que debemos tratar nuestros hijos diferente que esto. Anybody have any questions or comments on that? ¿Alguien tiene preguntas o comentarios sobre esto? Okay, so next, way in, Katie, do you have any questions on that? ¿Tienes una pregunta sobre eso?
No, that was very helpful.
Okay. When we look at how a man is renewed in his ways, cuando vemos como un hombre es renovado en su camino, first in his interest, primero en su interés, second in his worship, segundo en su adoración, before, it was all duty with us. Antes era todo deber con nosotros. You know, everybody knows the type. Todos conocen el tipo. We go knock on the door. Vamos a tocar su puerta. Oh, I'm a Christian. Yo soy cristiano. I pray to God every night. Yo oro a Dios todas las noches. So, what marks me as a Christian is my asking the Lord to give me the things I want. Es yo, lo que me marca como cristiano es yo pidiendo al Señor para darme lo que yo quiero. So, they're equating their life, están igualando su vida with the duties that they do, con los deberes que ellos hacen, right? So that's what we do before Christ. Es lo que hacemos antes de Cristo. I want us to look at Romans 7 and verse 6. Quiero que vemos Romanos 7 en versículo 6. Paul makes this very clear here. Pablo lo hace esto muy claro aquí. And Romans 7 and verse 6. Romanos 7, versículo 6. He says, dice, but now we are released from the law, having died to that which held us captive, so that we might serve in the new way of the Spirit and not way old way of the written code. Pero ahora estamos libres de la ley por haber muerto para aquella en que estamos sujetos, de modo que sirvamos bajo el régimen nuevo del Espíritu y no bajo el régimen viejo de la letra. How is it that Paul served under the old way of the letter? ¿Cómo es que Pablo sirvió en el viejo camino o forma régimen de la letra?
That he was doing out of duty.
It was duty. Era deber. Right? I do all this to make myself feel better. Yo hago esto para hacerme sentir mejor. And Romans here says, in Romanos aquí dice, we're freed in the spirit from that. Estamos libres en espíritu de esta. In the first part of this verse, in primer parte de este versículo, we are released from the law, having died to that which held us captive. Dice, pero ahora estamos libres de la ley por haber muerto para aquel en que estamos sujetos. So, the first question we have to ask, the primera pregunta que tenemos que hacer, are we released from the law? ¿Estamos libres de la ley? Yes and no. Sí y no. How is it that we are released from the law? ¿Cómo es que estamos sueltos o libres de la ley? Desiree said we're not afraid of the punishment. No somos temerosos de castigo because Jesus has taken that punishment. Jesús ha tomado ese castigo. So we are freed from the righteous requirements of the law for justification. Nosotros somos libres de los requerimientos de justicia de la ley por justificación. So the law requires us to be obedient to every aspect of it. La ley requiere que seamos obedientes a la ley, a todos aspectos, that we would be saved. Que seremos salvos. And is that possible? ¿Eso es posible? No. So we're freed from that. Estamos libres de eso. We're not obeying the law so that we can have salvation. No somos obedeciendo la ley para que podamos tener salvación. So, Paul says, we're freed from that aspect of the law. Pablo dice, somos libres de este aspecto de la ley. But he says here, so that we serve in the new way of the Spirit. Pero dice aquí, de modo que servimos bajo el régimen nuevo del Espíritu. How do we serve God in the law in the new way of the Spirit? ¿Cómo servimos a Dios en a la ley en la nueva forma del Espíritu?
Motivated by love.
Motivado por ley. Let me give it to you like this. How many decirte así? Before it was, I better do this so God doesn't strike me with lightning. No. Antes era, yo debo hacer esto para que Dios no me pegue con un rayo, ¿no? Now it is, like the psalmist says, oh Lord, how I love your law. It's my meditation day and night. Ahora es como el Señor está diciendo, como amo tu ley. Es mi meditación día y noche, ¿no? And so, our form of worship is renewed. Nuestra forma de adoración es renovado. I'm not coming here trying to appease an angry God. Yo no estoy viniendo aquí tratando a apacentar un Dios irado, ¿no? That's it. Si un hombre me... Maribel just nailed it. If any man serve me, let him follow me. Si un hombre me sirve, déjame sigue me. So, we serve God. Nosotros servimos a Dios. We are slaves to God. Somos esclavos a Dios. I like to think of it in the light of Catholicism. A mí me gusta pensarlo en la luz del catolicismo. When I was in Mexico and just saw so many people living under Catholicism, cuando estaba en México, vivió tanto gente viviendo bajo el catolicismo, I would go and sit in mass sometimes and just watch what they do to learn. Yo iba a la misa sentada a aprender lo que hicieron. And it was all, you do this or this. You haces esta o esta. And so it was always, you know, I think about even the Reformation. Pienso en la Reforma. You want to get your family out of purgatory? ¿Quieres sacar tu familia de purgatoria? You better pay. Tienes que pagar. And that's the whole idea. Y toda esa idea. But Maribel just said, no. Like she just said, como Maribel acaba de decir. You want to serve me? ¿Quieres servirme? Follow me. Sígueme. Because you want to be here. ¿Qué quieres estar aquí? No. It's our desire to be with the King. Es nuestro deseo estar con el Rey. We desire to be with Him. Deseamos estar con Él. And so, it's our delight and not our duty. It's both. Es nuestro deleite y no tanto nuestro deber. So, es los dos. We have a duty. Tenemos un deber. Right? We have a duty to serve. Tenemos un deber para servir. But we love doing it. Pero amamos hacerlo. So, our worship is renewed. Nuestra adoración es renovada. The man in Christ is renewed in his outward calling. El hombre en Cristo está renovado en su llamado externo. ¿No? So, I really love the book that was written, that was the basis of Pilgrim's Progress. El libro que fue escrito que era base de Progreso Peregrino. I've used this illustration many times. I've used this illustration muchas veces. He's told, you have to pick a vocation. Él está dicho, tienes que escoger una vocación. And the whole world is just in this trash dump. Y todo el mundo está en este basurero. And they're just moving trash around. Y todos están cambiando basura. And he looks at them, and it's just like they're moving trash from here to here. Y él mira, están cambiando basura de aquí a aquí. Well, that's, in a sense, how this world is. En un sentido, es como este mundo es. All this, we live in this world that's passing away. Vivimos en este mundo que está pasando. And we're just moving trash around. Y solo estamos cambiando basura de un lado por otro. So this way to this way. However, sin embargo, we can have meaning in that. Podemos tener significado. So we can do that as for the Lord. Podemos hacer esto para el Señor. No? We can take our work in this world. Podemos tomar nuestra obra, vocación en este mundo. And I'm not saying, like, Maribel can't be a, she can't Christianize being a, I always mix them up, Maribel, flight attendant or student? Flight attendant. Maribel no puede, a ser cristiano, el trabajo de ser un
azafata.
Yo iba a ser hermosa, pero no es. So, that's not a Christian position. Este no es una posición cristiana. It's just a job. Solo es un trabajo. But she can do it as a Christian. Pero ella puede hacerlo como cristiano. No? And so, we can see that our outward calling now has a meaning. Podemos ver que nuestro llamamiento externo, our vocation, nuestra vocación, ahora tienen significado. So, Colossians, as working for the Lord. Colossenses dice, trabajando por el Señor. We don't work for man, we work for the Lord. No trabajamos por el hombre, trabajamos por Dios. Alright? Any questions? Unas preguntas. Okay.
In your worship. So what about when people that don't seem to be Christians ask you about church and say something along the line, or say something, they don't go to church and they think that I think that they're not Christians because they don't go to church. So how do you clarify that as far as, like, you going to church doesn't mean you're a Christian.
Yeah.
You not going to church doesn't necessarily mean you're not a Christian, uh-huh. but...
So the question is, from Desiree, is people who think because they don't go to church, I think they're not a Christian. And they think, well, if I just started going to church, they'd think I'm a Christian. La pregunta de Desiree es, hay gente que piensan de nosotros, ellos no creen que soy cristiano porque no voy a la iglesia, y solo voy a la iglesia, no soy cristiano, ¿no? So, I like to use this illustration. Me gusta usar esta ilustración. Let's take a man that hasn't been to church in a long time. Tomamos un hombre que no ha llegado a la iglesia en mucho tiempo. And he's just a good old boy. Solo es un hombre bueno, ¿no? He's a country type guy. Es un hombre vaquero. He lives on his ranch. Vive en su rancho. He's not a drunkard. No es un borracho. But he's just... He hadn't come to church in 6 months. Solo no ha llegado a la iglesia en 6 meses. And he just is living life. Solo es viviendo la vida. ¿No? We go visit him. Vamos a visitarlo. Sir, you haven't been to church in 6 months. And, hombre, no has venido a la iglesia en 6 meses. And he says, yeah, I know I need to get back into church and get right with the Lord. And start going to Bible study. Y él dice, yo sé que necesito regresar a la iglesia y regresar con el Señor y hacer mejor. Well, what does he believe about the gospel? ¿Qué cree el Evangelio? That I can go to church and please God. Yo puedo ir a la iglesia y agradar a Dios. So God wants me to do these things to appease his wrath. Dios quiere que yo haga esas cosas para complacer su ira. What a great opportunity to say, your problem isn't that you're not going to church. Qué gran oportunidad para decir tu problema no es que no vas a la iglesia. It's greater than that. Es mayor que esta. It's you can't do anything to satisfy the wrath of God. No puedes hacer nada para satisfacer la ira de Dios. Only Christ can do that. Solo Cristo puede hacer esto. And so I think those opportunities, Desiree, are a great opportunity to share the true gospel. Yo creo que esta oportunidad es una gran oportunidad de compartir el Evangelio verdadero. Because sometimes we can convince people in those instances. A veces podemos convencer gente en esos instantes to go to church, a ir a la iglesia. And they have this mindset of, I'm now a Christian because I go. Ellos tienen la mentalidad que yo soy cristiano porque voy. Right? And I think it's a great opportunity to say, that's not what satisfies God. Creo que es un gran oportunidad de decir eso, no es lo que satisface a Dios.
Okay, I have a little different.
Okay.
That was the answer for what I was asking.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Another kind of different case is if somebody believes they're a Christian, but they don't believe that a Christian should even need to go to church at all, if that doesn't have any meaning, because Christianity is in your heart. If your relationship with God is just between you and God.
Yeah, so the next question Desiree has is, what about if somebody says you don't have to go to church, you can be a Christian because Christianity is in your heart, and you don't have to go to church because you can be a Christian without church, ¿no? So la siguiente pregunta es, si alguien dice, yo soy cristiano en mi corazón y no tengo que ir a la iglesia porque cristianismo es en mi corazón. Well, it's also a fairly easy answer. Es una respuesta un poco fácil. En Hebrews chapter 10, Hebreos capítulo 10, verse 25, versículo 25. You have this command, tienes este mandamiento. Verse 24, we'll start there, versículo 24, empezamos ahí. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. Dice, versículo 24, y consideramos unos a otros para estimarnos al amor y las huellas, buenas obras, y no dejando de congregarnos como algunos tienen por costumbre, sino exhortarnos y tanto más cuanto veis que aquel día se acerca. So you have a clear command there. You have to go to church. Tienes un claro mandamiento ahí, tienes que ir a la iglesia. And they say, well, I meet with these people in my house and blah, blah, blah. Ellos dicen, yeah, pero yo junto con la iglesia en mi casa. I meet with them in a coffee shop. yo lo junto con ellos en cafetería. And that's when I get into the doctrine of ecclesiology. Eso es cuando meto en la doctrina de ecclesiología. I explain to them who the church is. Lo explico quién es la iglesia. And a great place to do that is from Ephesians. Y un gran lugar para hacer eso es de Ephesians chapter 4, capítulo 4, where he says to her, to the church, to a ella, a la iglesia, he gave gifts, dio dones. And one of those is the pastor teacher. Y uno de ellos es the pastor maestro. And he gave her that, le dio a ella esa, so that she's built up into the perfect man, the mature believer in Christ. Okay, is edificado en el hombre perfecto en Cristo. So without that ministry, you can't have that. Sin ese ministerio no puedes tener esto.
Thank you.
Does it help? Yeah. Okay. Anybody else? ¿Alguien más? We got two more. Tengo dos más. Número cuatro. He's renewed in his revelation. Él es renovado en su revelación. We kind of saw this last week. En un poco vimos esta semana pasada. In that his understanding is different. Su entendimiento es diferente. But also his revelation is different. Pero también su revelación es diferente. What do I mean by that? ¿Qué quiere decir esto? He now has the word of God. Ahora tiene la palabra de Dios. Without Christ in our life, do we have the word of God? Sin Cristo en nuestra vida, ¿tuvimos la palabra de Dios? It's foolishness. It's una necesidad. We don't understand it. No lo entendemos. Yes, we can understand the stories. Sí, podemos entender las historias. We can even understand what it means. Aún podemos entender lo que significa. We can hear an exegetical sermon. Podemos escuchar un sermón exegético and say, oh yeah, that's what the passage means. Eso es lo que quiere decir el pasaje. But it's far from our heart. Pero es lejos de nuestro corazón. Now we have the Spirit to discern the Word of God, the truth of Scripture. Ahora tenemos el Espíritu para discernir la Palabra de Dios, las Escrituras. And for Him to apply those things to our heart. Y para Él aplicar esas cosas en nuestro corazón. And so we can now understand the Scriptures. Ahora podemos entender las Escrituras. But this is the work of sanctification. Pero esto es obra de sanctificación. We don't fully understand the Scriptures. No completamente entendemos las Escrituras. That's why we must study and search the Scriptures. Por eso tenemos que estudiar, buscar las Escrituras. But one thing that we can't do, una cosa que no podemos hacer, is say, now that I'm saved, then I have everything, I know everything I need to know. Ahora que soy salvo, ya sé todo lo que necesito saber. We're to be growing every day. Debemos estar creciendo todos los días. That's where in Hebrews, he says, you're drinking milk and you should be eating meat. In Hebreos, he says, estás tomando leche, debes estar comiendo carne. We need to grow in the Word of God. Debemos crecer en la Palabra de Dios. But in Christ, we do have the revelation of the Spirit through the Word of God. Pero en Cristo tenemos revelación del Espíritu en la Palabra de Dios. And then número cinco. We are renewed in our duties. Somos renovados en nuestros deberes. So we do things in life. Hacemos cosas en vida. You make food. Haces comida. You eat your food. Comes tu comida. And they're just things that we do to survive. Son cosas que hacemos para sobrevivir. You can go, what time is it now? My watch is dead. 10:30. You can go at 11 o'clock to 1 o'clock, and you can sit in any restaurant. Puedes ir de las 11 a la 1 y sentar en cualquier restaurante. And what happens? ¿Y qué pasa? They eat, right? Yeah. And it's filled with people eating. Está lleno con gente comiendo, ¿no? La gente come. Why do they eat? ¿Por qué comen? Why do you have to eat? Tienes que comer. ¿Por qué tienes que comer? You're going to die. Vas a morir. So we do these little things in this world to survive. Hacemos esas cosas pequeñas en este mundo para sobrevivir. And before Christ, we just do them to survive. Y antes de Cristo, solo hacemos para sobrevivir. I wake up and I have breakfast because it's necessary. Lo despierto, tengo desayuno porque es necesario. I drink coffee because it's necessary. Tomo café porque es necesario. Hey, whoa, whoa, whoa. I have some people here saying it's not necessary. Tengo unas personas aquí diciendo no es necesario. It's completely necessary. Es completamente necesario, no? Jesus even said, man cannot live on bread alone. Jesús dijo, el hombre no solo puede vivir por pan, no? Coffee is necessary. El café es necesario. I'm joking.
Si no por café también.
¿Mande?
Si no por café.
Si no por café también, así es. Yeah.
Sí. No solo de pan.
Solo no por pan. Por café. Tiene que acompañarse. Katie says that we should make that a t-shirt. Katie dice que debemos hacer esto una playera. Maribel can make it. Maribel puede hacerlo. She makes t-shirts. Ella hace playeras. My point is this. We do things just to survive. Hacemos solo cosas para sobrevivir. But if you'll look with me at 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Si pueden ver conmigo, 1 Corinthians capítulo 10. The end of the chapter there, el primer final del capítulo ahí. And 1 Corinthians 10, 1 Corinthians 10, and starting verse 31, versículo 31. So whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. Si pues comáis o bebáis o haces todo cosa, hazlo, otra cosa, hazlo para la gloria de Dios. So we don't just eat and drink to survive. Ahora no solamente comemos y tomamos para sobrevivir. Right? We don't just wake up and have breakfast so that I don't die. No, no solamente despertamos y tener desayuno para que yo no muero. Now my breakfast has meaning. Ahora mi desayuno tiene significado. So, what are ways that our breakfast has eternal significance? ¿Cuál es la forma que nuestro desayuno significa algo eterno? You can see your work in cooking, puedes ver tu obra cocinando, as your God-given responsibility to your family. Como tu responsabilidad dado por Dios a tu familia. No? You can see that as, this is the role God's given me to serve my family. It's the role que Dios me ha dado para servir mi familia. It's one way. It's una forma. How else? Come on, Les. One is providence. Uno es providencia. I have what I have to eat because God's given it to me. Yo tengo lo que tengo para comer porque Dios me ha dado. So whenever we sit around the table and we pray, cuando sentamos en la mesa y oramos, many people have a wrong idea of blessing the food. Mucha gente tiene una mala idea de bendecir la comida. I remember as a kid, I had the idea, yo creo como niño tenía la idea, if we don't pray over this, I'm going to get sick. Si no oramos sobre esta comida, me voy a enfermar. That's not what we're doing. Eso no es lo que estamos haciendo. We are being thankful to God that we have food set before us in His providence. Estamos agradecidos con Dios que tenemos comida puesta delante de nosotros por su providencia. Sunday, we're going to celebrate Thanksgiving. El domingo vamos a celebrar Día de Acción de Gracias. That's what it's about. Eso es lo que se trata. God has given us food. Dios nos ha dado comida. God has provided for us. Dios nos ha dado a nosotros. So, that's one aspect of it. Es un aspecto de esta in providence, providencia. Second, segundo, Jonathan Edwards did a good job with this. Jonathan Edwards hizo buen trabajo con esta. I need these nutrients. Yo necesito estos nutrientes to do that which God has given me to do today. hacer lo que Dios me ha dado hacer hoy. So, God has planned my day. Dios ha planeado mi día. And I need energy to do that. Yo necesito energía para hacer esto. So I'm going to thank the Lord. Voy a dar gracias a Dios that He has given me energy through these things to do that which was necessary. Para que yo, Él me agradecer a Dios porque Él me ha dado los nutrientes en esta comida para hacer lo que Él me mandó hacer. Does that make sense? ¿Eso tiene sentido? So, we're renewed in our duties. Estamos renovados en nuestros deberes. We don't just do them to survive. No solamente lo hacemos para sobrevivir. We do them for the glory of God. Lo hacemos para la gloria de Dios.
I recently read that in all these things, Christ purchased that for us.
Maribel says she just read that in all these things Christ purchased them for us. Maribel dijo que acaba de leer que Cristo en todas estas cosas los compró para nosotros.
So to rejoice.
And so we rejoice, regocijamos.
And to be content.
To be content and ser contento.
And I think that was a great explanation.
Es una gran explicación. Yeah, so. In the providence of God, I have these things. In the providence de Dios, yo tengo estas cosas. It's by His hand, they're set before me. Es por su mano, son adelante de mí. I have a job, I have a home, tengo una casa, tengo un hogar. He, by His hand, has given me these. Él por su mano me ha dado estas cosas, and I'm to be thankful. Y yo debo ser agradecido. Amen. Amen. So, we're renewed in those duties. Estamos renovados en esos deberes. So, we see the work of the Spirit in something so small. Entonces, vemos la obra del Espíritu en algo tan pequeño. Amen. Anybody questions or comments? ¿Alguien pregunta o comentarios? Okay, well. I hope everyone has a great day. Espero que todos tengan buen día. And we will continue next week. Vamos a seguir la siguiente semana. Thank you for joining. Gracias por juntar. Thank you the ones who are online. Gracias por los que están en línea. I hope you have a great day. Espero que tengan excelente día.